Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Fred Waring Show. Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians, broadcasting from Radio City in New York. Now, here's your host for this Tuesday morning show, Fred Waring.
Good morning. Good morning. On the air, this is Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians. Thank you very much for coming. Hope you'll enjoy this show. We think it has a lot of good music in it. And who's the sailor, Bill?
Well, he deserves a real big hand. He's Yeoman First Class Ed Adamson from Seattle, Washington. Let's get him up here.
Ed Adamson from Seattle, Washington. Hello, Ed. How are you? Thank you.
Fred, Ed just arrived in New York last night. He's been away 3 years, and he's going to take our phone call that you pay for and call his mother tonight after 7.
Ed, I hope you enjoy your phone call.
I do, sir. I haven't been for 3 years.
You haven't?
No, since she doesn't know if I've arrived. So.
Isn't that marvelous? No, well, we are very proud of the chance to give you the first contact with your mother.
Thank you very much. Well, stationed in London, England. Was on a ship for the past year.
Stationed in London, England. Well, did you enjoy your visit over there?
Yes, sir.
Most of
it. Saw the Mediterranean. 3 years ago, though. There. Very nice. Nice to get back.
Well, wait, do you want us to hear a good show this morning? Any requests? We'll change our program to suit you.
How would you like
Buckle Down Wind Saki for a start, would you? All right, get out Buckle Down Wind Saki and we'll play that. See, we changed the program. We were going to play our Tuesday stuff. You know, Tuesday's the day you iron your clothes. But we'll do Buckle Down Wind Saki.
You're a versatile.
Down Wind Saki is one of our recordings. It's a very, very cute show, Best Foot Forward, which starred Rosemary Lane. Now, if you hear any funny sounds when we sing this, it's Johnny Pedersen representing Poley McClinic. Poley's getting along fine, you'll all be glad to hear, and we're going to do this for Poley.
Buckle down. Saki win.
Well, that was Rapoli and Ed Adamson, our special guest for the day. And we're going to do something now for Ed's mother, Mrs. May Adamson, out in Howell Street, Seattle, Washington. We'll hear from the Glee Club and Joanne Wheatley. Being in a romantic mood this morning, the boys and the girls sing with the orchestra's help, What Makes the Sun Set. Hope you like it, Mother Adamson.
What makes the sun set? What makes the moon rise? What makes the tide remember to hide? And why does it soon rise? What makes the star fall? Where does it fall to? Why does its light make us stop in the night and wish as we all do?
Yes, Yes, In Your Eyes. The orchestra takes care of it with a Harrington arrangement, then the boys and girls of the Glee Club take over with Frank Howard's treatment. There's Yes, Yes, In Your Eyes. Yes, Yes, Joe Santley.
Oh, your lips tell, they just tell me no, no.
I'm a devil.
But there's yes, yes, somewhere in your eyes.
Listen to you.
I've been missing, missing your sweet kissing.
And I've been wishing that you'd take a good look in my eyes.
I'll be wise and stop my scheming. Even my dog, I'm dreaming.
Darn that dream, don't you know, dear?
How I think I realize.
You'll find the answer here in my eyes.
Oh, your lips say no, no.
Now you know, dear, that there's yes, yes, yes,
yes, yes, yes in your eyes.
It's time for you to recite your Tuesday lesson. The folks out there have been asking for a repeat performance of Fishing for the Moon, so come and start fishing. Jimmy Atkins.
Fishing for the moon in the sea is the same as wishing you'd fall in love with me. Many times I thought I had the moon on my line. Many times I thought that you would be all mine. I'm a fool, I know, chasing you. Catching my own shadow is easier to do. Wishing that you'd ever fall in love with me is like fishing for the moon in the sea. I'm a fool, I know, chasing you. Catching my own shadow, certainly easier to do. Wishing that you'd ever fall in love with me is like fishing for the moon in the sea.
The lads, those stalwart men of brass, reed and string, go to work now on something strictly instrumental. Song, The Moon Won't Talk. Learn, our lovely young lady, The Moon Won't Talk. Well, every day, more of our boys are getting into civilian clothes and taking up the civilian lives where they left off. Through our weekly service parties, I came to know a good many of these young men while they were still in uniform, and I hope they have not forgotten the things they wanted to do and be. Many a medical corpsman has made up his mind that when the war was over, he would study to be a doctor. The kid who had helped unpack supplies in the supermarket had discovered he was gifted mechanically, and he was going home and set up the best garage the old town ever had. Well, I just want to remind all these young fellows of their dreams, because there is something about everyday life that makes you feel as if you had never really been away, that you should take up where you left off and forget that difficult dream. It was probably just a pipe dream anyhow. I'm going to tell you a story about a daring young American who had a dream and stuck to it. He was a newspaper reporter, and his name was Arthur Brisbane. More than anything in the world, Brisbane wanted to be an editor, but his boss, Charles Dana of the New York Sun, sent him to England as a correspondent. Well, young Brisbane wrote a newsletter home every week, and he always ended it by begging to come home and be an editor. His boss, Dana, always replied, "Sorry, son, but as an editor, you are an excellent newspaper correspondent." Well, one day, Brisbane, without telling Dana, was persuaded another newspaperman, Harry Chamberlain, to write his newsletter home. Next time he asked to return to the Sun as an editor, boss Dana cabled, "Sorry, but your newsletters are better than ever." He had taken Brisbane's bait. Gleefully, Brisbane wrote and said that since he had found Chamberlain and the newsletters were better than ever, this fact proved that Brisbane was a good editor. And so Brisbane was brought home to the job he had always wanted. Think of this stubborn spirit before you take back an old job you don't really want, fellas, and see that dream through. That's our live and learn for today. Now, my geography book says that Santo Domingo is the second largest of the Greater Antilles Islands, situated between Cuba on the west and Puerto Rico on the east. But here are the boys and girls of the Glee Club tell us a few things that aren't in the geography book about Santo Domingo. I think Charles Gaynor wrote this. Yeah, Charles Gaynor, one of our own boys, wrote this. Santo Domingo.
Santo Domingo, give me Santo Domingo. That's the place to be. Come on down to the tree.
Bill Bivens out there leading cheers. Well, we've just received a brand new arrangement from Roy Ringwald. The writers of the song are a couple of fellas named Anton Rubinstein and Mo Jaffe. Now, let's see. Our research department tells us that Rubinstein wrote Melody in F and Commodore Ostrov, two good, solid hit tunes, while Mo Jaffe, who came along a century or so later, gave us the classics Collegiate and Bell Bottom Trousers. Well, when you put two successful writers like Rubinstein and Jaffe together, it's like putting together Hart, Schaffner, and Marx. When they give a song a Ringwald arrangement and a Waring rendition, you've got the answer to a song plugger's dream. I can just hear Mo Cohen tomorrow at the publisher's luncheon at the Automat saying, "Geez, Fred, thanks for the plug." Well, here's the plug on Rubinstein's, it's actually Rubinstein's romance in E-flat with Mo Jaffe's very fine lyric called If You Are But a Dream. Now, don't scream, girls. We know Frankie made a fine record of it. But here's our first performance with Jane Wilson, the Glee Club, and the orchestra, If You Are But a Dream. Jane Wilson. Jane Wilson and the Glee Club and a Ringwald arrangement. Congratulations, a fine first performance. Bill, the show is about over.
Just about.
Ed, right. How did you enjoy it?
Very much, Mr. Warren.
Really couldn't say much else, could you?
Well, no.
Well,
but it's true.
True, well, that's fine. Yes, you're a fine-looking sailor, and we hope you'll have a wonderful visit to your folks at home. Bill, you're all right.
Thank you, Mr.
This is Fred Waring. Thanks again for coming. The show is over. Oh, pardon me. We forgot the theme.
I hear
this is Fred Waring. Thanks again for coming. Hope we'll see you all again tomorrow, Wednesday morning, at the same time. So long.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Reflections bring words that mean so much. I hear angels on the rhapsody. I'm the evening.